Blog Talk Radio.
The author Ewakon, Sacred Wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits. Help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon. Let us live together as one people. Help us, great mystery, to mend the sacred hoop, to heal our brokenness, and to find once more our place in the web of life.
Everyone, welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell. Every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, my guest today is Veronica Berger. She's from Stages Wellness Holistic Center, which is run by Dr. Bridget Liebarger in Belleville, Illinois, where all of us work as wellness practitioners. We have a great variety of people that are at Stages Wellness Holistic Center in downtown Main Street in Belleville. So if you want to check out our center, you can go to stageswellness.net. We offer acupuncture, chiropractic, which is done by Bridget, Dr. Bridget Liebarger, nutrition and essential oils, Reiki and Tarot, psychic and medium readings, animal communication, gemstones and organite, which is done by Elena Phoenix. She's very good. She also does some really powerful clearing, and we have a lot of spiritual coaches, and Veronica Berger is one of those manifesting spiritual coaches. Our topic today is mindful manifesting, so I believe we're going to focus in that direction and answer questions in that direction. I'll let Veronica kind of take over there. I wanted to bring up that in Missouri, there is a rock shop called Prospectors Rock Shop in High Ridge. You can go there and check their website out at prospectorsrocks.com. At the center, we have Java Zen Coffee. It's a superfood coffee that's really amazing. You can go to javazen.co for more information, and it helps you to not have the jitters. It's really good. I'm running a special for 15 minutes, not 15 minutes, excuse me, three questions for $15, and you can message me on Facebook, or you can email me at starguidereadings@gmail.com. Also, Reverend B is running her crystal mine in Mount Ida Again, you can check that out on Facebook. It's called The Avatar Mind. And she would appreciate donations for her radio services. She's providing this show, so any donations would be appreciated. You can go to starwaya@hotmail.com and donate through PayPal, or you can email me for options if you need options. You can go to starguidereadings@gmail.com and email me, and we can get Reverend B paid to keep us on the air. So anyway, with that in mind, I'm going to bring Veronica Berger on our show, and she's going to introduce herself and what she does, which is mindful manifesting. Welcome to the show, Veronica. How are you doing?
Hi, Amanda. I'm doing great, and I wanted to tell you thank you so much for allowing me to be a guest on your show again. This is, would be my third time, so I'm nervous, I'm excited, and I'm happy to share whatever I have going on up in my head.
Well, Veronica, I appreciate you coming on again. I remember when you first came on, which was very, very exciting. You got acquainted with Lisa Greslick, and that was very exciting because you gave her a reading. Since then, I'll talk about my manifesting that I really wanted to go to her singing bowl event that she had. And we manifested and made that happen, and that was a wonderful, beautiful ceremony. I enjoyed that.
Yes, it was really nice. It was Lisa and Joseph that had collaborated for that sound bath. And, yeah, the way they both, they have different styles in playing their bowls, and it just meshed really, really well together. I was able to get into a really deep theta state.
Sorry to interrupt. Yeah, they do a beautiful job collaborating, and I also enjoyed the water meditation too.
Yes, yes. The crystal infused water.
Yes.
Yeah, that was nice.
It was, and I enjoy the cacao ceremonies you do over at Stages of Wellness Holistic Center also.
The cacao I get is, it's really nice. It tastes really good, and it's actual ceremonial cacao made by a tribe in Guatemala. And the flavor just makes all the difference. It's a very, very beautiful brand of cacao.
Well, I enjoy all you do. You want to tell people a little bit about what you do?
Yes, I can do that. So I am a spiritual coach, and I specialize in mindset coaching and manifestation and even meditation coaching. I can start off like kind of where my journey began and what got me to where I'm at right now. So those of you that are listening in that have not heard me before, I knew since I was little that I was meant for something big. I was meant for something special. I was always that little girl trying to fit in with the crowd, but just never managed to be able to fit in. Just, you know, rejected by society and couldn't understand why. I've had different things pop up along my journey telling me, hey, you're meant to do more, you know, whether it's weird dreams, visits by spirit, astral projections that I don't even control myself, like my body would just naturally do it when I would drift off into sleep. And about 7-8 years ago, I had realized that I was on a twin flame journey. I no longer resonate with that journey. I don't even like using the word twin flame anymore, because it was never really meant about the twins. It was never about the twin flame journey. It was always about my spiritual awakening. And, you know, through that time of healing and trying to figure things out with my mind, I was in a situation where I was stuck in this corporate franchise restaurant industry working as a manager. I loved the coaching aspect of it. I loved the leader aspect of it. But I was struggling with upper management. Just constantly tearing me down, you know, telling, you know, when I think I had a good day, They'll find one thing in that good day that I did wrong and focus on that. And I'm sitting here every single day, well, can I do anything right? Like, is there anything that I can do correctly? Mm-hmm. And I finally got to a point where my body physically would not allow me to walk out the door and go to work. And I up and quit my job in a way that I thought I never would, because I, you know, I tend to look down on people who are just up and quit instead of giving a notice. But after a heated conversation with my GM, I realized she really doesn't have my best interests at heart. She really doesn't care about me or my thoughts or my feelings. And I could just no longer do it. And the moment that I decided I'm done, the next day, all kinds of doors opened up, because mm-hmm. I was not meant to be in that situation anymore. Mm-hmm. I've been reading tarot cards for the past 7-8 years. It is not something that I do full time anymore. I do events every now and again when they're presented to me. I will offer friends and family members, you know, a quick card reading, but it's a service I really don't provide anymore. I am all about the spiritual coaching aspect of all of this and helping people with their mindset and helping them shift that mindset. It's the, you know, it's reprogramming their thoughts, basically. And it's a habit. So we have to learn these new habits. We have to form these new habits, and it does take time, and it can be very frustrating sometimes. But if you're a patient and you stick with it, that new thought that you have created will become a natural part of who you are.
So, Veronica, you're saying that when you were in the workplace, it created a negative atmosphere for you.
It did. It did. I know now that nobody really outside of me has control over how I feel or what I think, but I was in an at like, okay, so your vibe is your tribe, or mm-hmm. your tribe is your vibe, whichever. Your tribe is your vibe. So I was around people who were just constantly criticizing and tearing you down and then trying to use these words. Well, I'm just trying to make you a better leader. I'm trying to make you a better person. I'm just giving you constructive feedback. But it was constant. There was never anything positive thrown at me. It was always like, well, you forgot this and you forgot that. Okay, but I remember these other 99 things. But you're focusing on the one thing that I forgot. So it was a very negative, toxic atmosphere. And when you are around those people, you naturally, energetically absorb those vibrations. So if somebody is thinking negatively of you and you are around them physically, you are absorbing that negative thought into your own energies and your own frequencies. And I knew right then and there that the only way my life was going to change is if I stopped allowing those people to affect my frequencies. And the only way to do that mm-hmm. is to remove myself from the equation. So I dropped them.
That makes sense. You know, what you hang around, you attract. And oftentimes I can see people oblivious to this. So it makes sense that you're in the workplace and it's getting on your nerves and you're kind of going, oh my gosh, I'm realizing what I'm attracting. Because a lot of times we walk through life not sure what to do, not sure how to be. I believe that things kind of, we just walk through life not thinking. I mean, some of us do. And then some of us mm-hmm. go, oh, the light bulb went off. I'm attracting all of this, and it's very different. So I'm glad that you were able to see that being a, I think you said you were a boss, that you were able to see that they're picking on you in every way, whether it's your boss, your worker, it doesn't matter, and that you were able to say, I'm not going to put up with this. No.
Yes, I felt very bullied by a lot of the managers there. There were two of us there. There was a total of 5 managers. 2 of us there got along really well. We talked to each other all the time, and we would talk about, you know, like, dude, I'm just want to come here and do a great job and, you know, be there for my employees, for the team members, you know, the bartenders and the servers and the cashiers. Ultimately, those are the ones that I was there for. to help them and be that person behind them, guiding them, or even that person in front of them, leading by example. I had quit at the end of January, and that same manager quit about 3 to 4 weeks after me because she wasn't going to put up with the bullying either. And when I first started that job 3 years ago, it's what I thought I wanted. You know, I was also in a very low vibration. And I'm, you know, everything that I was criticized for, I took with a grain. I didn't take with a grain of salt, but I was really absorbing it in, trying to be the best coach and leader that I can be. And don't get me wrong here, there is so much that I have learned in that atmosphere. I learned how to be a good coach and a good leader, but I also learned aspects of being a coach and a leader that I didn't want to be. I lead and I coach from my heart, and I'm only ever tough when I need to be tough. They wanted me to be tough all the time. They told me, you're too soft, you're too you're too nice, you need to put your foot down. And I'm sitting here thinking, I really don't. I just need to give people general reminders, and it will eventually click. It just takes time for it to click, because it takes time to develop a new habit.
It really does, because we're set. It's like people are programmed a certain way, and then they walk about life like, why am I attracting this? Why is this happening to me? And it's not happening to them, it's happening for them. And they're, when you finally get knocked over the head that it's not happening to you, it's happening for you, to see that you attract your tribe, which you're talking about, the light bulb goes on.
Exactly, exactly. And the tribe that I attracted, 3 years ago was the vibration that I was in, and that's completely okay. It is okay to be exactly where you're at right now. You just have to learn to accept it and love it, whether it's positive or it's negative. But as the years went by, and I started raising my vibrations, or at least attempting to raise my vibrations, and then I go back into that atmosphere, and then it gets dropped down again. And it was this constant wave, just going back and forth, back and forth. And then back in January, or at the end of January, I was starting to meditate a lot more, really raising my vibrations, being in a more positive mindset and feeling, go back to work, and they try to drop me down again. And I finally got to the point, no, you're not allowed to drop me down anymore. I didn't quit. I walked away from a situation that was no longer aligned to my highest good. I chose.
I commend you for walking away, because you're saying no, which it takes a strong person to say, no, I'm not going to put up with this anymore. I don't tolerate it. I don't want it. I attract a high vibe people and a high vibration job that works with my vibration and my spirit.
Exactly. And as you're raising your vibrations, you will notice certain people in your life start to fall away from you. And that is okay. You don't have to cling on to them, detach from them. There is a reason why they're falling away. My old work situation fell away, and now I have met so many amazing people, and I'm meeting so many amazing people that have higher vibration. You know, I'm attracting my tribe that has that positive, higher vibration, that isn't all about the drama and the negativity and the back talk and the gossiping. They're just out there being them and being positive, and then leading by example.
Exactly. I find it very, very cool that we sat next to each other at a fair. You know, I didn't know you. You didn't know me, but I really liked the person I sat next to. And I said to myself, I really would like to hang out with this person. It would be so amazing if I could. You know, I was really stating, I want to and I will. No, not if you could, because that's a statement that puts you in, oh, if you could. You know, that's a manifesting statement that I'm realizing is the words we choose also.
Yes, absolutely. It is all about the words that you choose. And I'm still, you know, kind of learning some of that and changing my words about how I describe things or how I want things. And something I'm teaching my son, he'll come up to me like, well, Mom, I want to save this so I can get it a year from now. And I'll tell him, don't say to yourself or don't say out loud, so I can get it a year from now. Be in the vibration that you already have it. Mom, I saved up this much money and now I can buy this.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're living in the future, I'm not saying you can't ever manifest anything if you're living in the future, but it does delay manifestation.
Yeah. You know, where I see people getting stuck is they live in the present. Kind of like Ruth talked about last week, you definitely want to live like you have your partner in the future. You definitely want to, if you don't have that person in your life yet, you're creating a space where you do. You have the space in the closet, the space in the bed, and you're living like they're already there. You're living in the future.
Exactly. You're in the present, but you're living the future of what you desire.
Yeah. And I can see a lot of people living in the present and staying in the present. And so they would look to you for coaching to get a better guide of, okay, you would like to create this, like you're talking to your son. You would like to create this, so let's live in the future like you already have this.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, he's trying to manifest a new 3D printer, mm-hmm. and he was telling me the other day that it's going to take him 2 years, it's money. I was like, stop saying that. Don't say it's going to take you 2 years. Stop saying you're saving money for this. Start telling yourself, I have enough money to buy this printer now. I have this printer now. And do it over and over and over again. It takes patience. It takes consistency. And all manifestations start with a thought.
Absolutely. I definitely agree with that.
I've had some people ask me, well, what does that mean, all manifestations start with a thought? You have to think of the thing that you want. So I'll use the table that I'm sitting in front of, for example. The person that created this table thought about it before they created it. They thought about it exactly how they wanted to look, exactly how it was going to operate, exactly how it was going to better other people's lives. And then that person brought that feeling into their heart space, whether they knew it or not, whether they were aware of what they were doing or not, they felt what it would be like to make this table and what it would feel like for people to purchase it and use it in their everyday life. And then they got to work and they created mm-hmm. it physically. And now here I am sitting in front of it. It's a very old table. My parents got it when I was younger. But here I am many years later still sitting in front of that same table that somebody created that started with a thought first.
Wow.
So we can
That's
go ahead
beautiful.
And go into tips and tricks about, you know, on manifesting and the keys to manifesting. So everything starts with a thought. You have to think of what you want, and you need to be specific. And the reason why I say this, and I'll use me as an example, after I had quit my job, I wanted money. I needed money. And so I'm over mm-hmm. here trying to manifest it. And then I had things pop up for ways for me to make money, but I didn't want to do any of those things. So here the universe is giving me these things so I can make money, whether it be DoorDash, Uber, tarot readings, many different things. And I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. So the universe is like, okay, well, what do you want then? You said you wanted money, and here's a way for you to make money. Well, now I'm mm-hmm. sitting here thinking, well, it's not money that I want. It's my own career that I want for myself. And it's a thriving business that I want for myself that in turn will provide me with the money that I require to live the lifestyle that I would like to live. So I wasn't chasing money. I was chasing freedom. I'm not chasing a relationship. I'm chasing freedom. It has always been about mm-hmm. freedom. You have to bring that feeling into your heart space. You have to feel what it would feel like to have a thriving business. Feel what it feels like to have money. And then you need to feel the emotion of it. Okay, so now you know what it feels like to have a thriving business. What emotion would you be expressing? Would it be gratitude? Would it be joy, excitement? Would it be love? And feel that emotion. Express it. Go in your room by yourself, and just, you can even say out loud, like, oh, my gosh, I have a thriving career. This is absolutely amazing, and really feel it. But you also need to find the frequencies. And what I mean by that, if you don't know the frequency of what you're manifesting, then you're going to struggle with manifesting it. For example, you want to manifest $1 million, but you don't know what it feels like to have $1 million because you've never had it before. That's okay. It is absolutely okay. Go within. I always suggest meditation all the time. I will always suggest meditating. And allow yourself to come through and help you find that frequency to manifest $1 million. And then you'll start to naturally feel what it's like to have $1 million. But if you're not in that same frequency, that same vibration, your manifestation is going to be a little delayed until you find that frequency.
You know, I see that in a lot of people, and I can talk about myself too, honestly. I can see that people struggle with that, finding the vibration, because we tend to get in our own way. You know, they say, ask the ego to graciously move over and let spirit come through you. So that's the same kind of way on attracting your vibe. You have to move that out of the way. It's not easy because we get in our own way and we have issues. I mean, everybody does. Attracting that high vibe, but you can get there and keep that high vibe too.
So I'm gonna correct you a little bit when you said this is not easy. That is a mindset that we can change.
Correct. That is true too. I find that people make it hard on themselves. Yes, we can make it easy by saying this is an easy process. I let money come to me easily and freely. We can do that
exactly.
too. Like I'm saying here. Yes. Thank you for correcting me, Veronica.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you said that, because a lot of people are out there thinking, oh, this is too hard. Well, if you put out in the universe that this is hard, then that's exactly what you're going to get back. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult because you just claimed that.
Yes. I believe Ruth said something like that, and I love how you're coaching and teaching us about being mindful. You know, we will do something like, oh, this process is so hard, but yet is that because we're making it hard? Is it because we put that out to the universe? Yes.
Absolutely. And something else that people need to be mindful of, this is reprogramming your thoughts, thoughts that have started since you were young. If you, you know, whether you're in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, or your 50s, this is a thought that you've had for that long. It takes time to change it. Are you going to feel frustrated? Most likely. You know, I'm not going to deny that. I've been there. I've been in that state where I'm trying to meditate and manifest, and I'm just so frustrated, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, why is this not working? Because I'm creating a new habit, and creating a new habit takes time. That's like this one doctor I did a little research on, Dr. Maxwell Maltz. Back in 1960, he created this 2190 rule. He was a plastic surgeon, and he was studying his patients and realized that it took it, like, let's say somebody went in, got a nose job. It took his patient 21 days to get comfortable and accept their new look, but it took them 90 days for them to not even realize it anymore. Now, I'm not saying there is a definite 2190 rule. It really depends on the person. Sometimes your habits might take longer. They might not take as long. But for a general rule, it takes 21 days to create a new habit, and then it takes 90 days for that habit to be your new lifestyle. That's a general rule, though, so I want everybody to take that with a grain of salt. Like I said, sometimes it can take longer. Sometimes it can take a less amount of time. But patience
so,
is everything.
Veronica, one thing I've noticed, I feel a lot better creating an atmosphere with a calendar. I found it, you know, I was using a notebook with paper and using a planner. It's actually helping me more to organize things. You're talking about habits. I'm noticing that I'm feeling better, more grounded, using a planner.
Well, because now you're being more specific. You know, instead of just writing down on a plain sheet of paper, you have this, you have this, you have that. Now you actually have an organized looking piece of paper with times and the date on it and, you know, a spot for you to write down what you need to write down. And then you also have an area where you can write down gentle reminders of how amazing and awesome you are. So now you're being specific with your manifestations. You can even write ahead of time if you wanted to. You could go to June and write down leaving for Hawaii if you wanted to do that.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how it's going to happen and you don't know how you're going to get the money, but that's not what we're focusing on. You just know that in June you're going to Hawaii and you wrote it down. So journaling is another really good aspect about this. I've been terrible at journaling. I'm not big on journaling, and I'm not saying you have to sit there and write a 5-page journal, but just writing a few things down, gentle reminders. You know, you could write your old story, write a new story, and it doesn't have to be a page or, you know, 5 pages long. Just, like I said, gentle reminders of how amazing you are.
I've noticed that a lot of people go, how do I do this? I need help creating this, which I understand. So you're developing a class or you're developing a way to teach people how to do this.
So I don't like the word how, and I'll tell you why. People resonate with that word. So I'm okay with people using it, but the reason why I don't like the word how is because everybody's trying to understand it. There is no understanding when you're connecting on this.
Another word that people correct me on too, I just wanted to point it out, and thank you for correcting me earlier, is trying. You know, I'm trying to do this. I'm trying to make money. I'm trying to manifest a boyfriend or girlfriend. You're not trying, you're doing.
Exactly. And the word need. I don't like the word need either. I need to start doing this. I need to start doing that. Take that word need and throw it in the trash. You have the ability to do this. Oh, I need to meditate in the morning. No, you have the ability to meditate in the morning. You can. That time frame is there. So stop saying, I need to do this, because every time you say, I need to do this, you never do it. So start saying, you know what, that I have the ability to do that. I have the time to do that. So there's little words. And as you're ascending, as you're meditating, you will realize these words that are hindering you, and you will naturally start dropping it off.
I can see that. We get into a habit, like you said, and we can work with that to change what we're doing. Like I said, like going back to the notebook versus the planner, I decided I would put that into, you know, process and move forward. You inspired me, by the way, and it helped me to move forward. So I'm seeing progress there. So it makes sense.
Yes, I'm a big organized person. I have to be organized or my brain is just a cluster of chaos. So I have to write things down. I have to have a planner to plan things out. I'll use, you know, my old job as an example as a restaurant manager. Every single morning or every day that I went in, grabbed a piece of paper, taped it on the desk, and wrote down everything that I needed to accomplish that day. And I marked it off as I went. And at the end of the day, everything's marked off. I felt this sense of accomplishment. I got my to-do list all done.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't write it down, it's in my head and I'm not seeing it physically, I end up forgetting to do something.
Yeah, that's true. We have a comment in here about the person is named Healer or Medium. They're writing that they love the advice about clearing the space for romance, in a way that they're doing the process ahead of time, like they're you know, and they're in the future.
Yes. Yes. You definitely can manifest the future into the now moment. There are master manifestors out there who will say, you know what, I'm going to go do this on this day. Well, how? Do you have the money? That doesn't matter. I'm going to go do it. They claimed it. You have to claim it. Put your foot down. Be like, you know what? I'm going to do this. I don't care what this person says. I don't care what my ego or my head says. I'm going to do this.
I love the phrase, don't let the big butts get in the way.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that phrase.
I had a teacher who would say, hey, don't let the big butts get in your way. And she wasn't talking about, like, your physical body. She was saying, think about it, the word butt. Are you going to let butt get in the way? And I thought, wow, isn't that profound?
I love the flow of this conversation right now, because that's another word people need to eliminate is the word butt. I'm going to get this. But no. Use words like although, however. For example, I have a thriving career. However, I need to learn this.
And instead of I need to learn.
It's a fancy but. Well, it is. Mm-hmm. But it can help with your manifestations. This is going to happen.
I had a lesson with that word, actually. Veronica, sorry to interrupt you again. I had a word with that, I need to learn. Actually, I am working on my math skills. I put out there in the ethers with the person teaching me this, I need to get better at my math. I really need to learn my math skills and my adding and subtracting. I'm just talking about how I'm talking. And she said, no, you are learning. You are learning your math, and you are getting this correct. Not you're going to, you're getting this correct now. So I love the flow of the words in, so you don't need to learn math. You are doing, and it is flowing. You know, the same way you're using the examples in what you're using. And I love those examples. This is kind of like neuro-linguistic programming.
Exactly. We are reprogramming our negative mindsets. We are reprogramming everything that we have learned growing up from society, our parents, our teachers, even our siblings and our friends. We are reprogramming all of those mindsets. And like I said, it is a new habit, so it does take time. So patience is key. And I like how you said, I need to do this, I need to do that. No, you are doing that. Even if you are not taking those steps to do it, just saying that you are doing it, you say it enough times, you're going to start taking the steps to do what you're wanting to do.
Absolutely. You're
naturally motivating yourself just by your thoughts.
Yes.
So that brings me into what hinders your manifestations or delays them. Some of these might be triggers for people, so I do apologize in advance. The first thing is thinking too much about it. You're thinking too much about what you want and what you want to manifest. Visualize, feel, and then let it go. Trust the universe to take care of it for you. I will use my work example again. We were supposed to get a bonus the beginning of February. It should have been on my last paycheck, which was only had like a week on it, and I was supposed to have a bonus. They did not give me my bonus. That's just the kind of company they are. Legally, they're allowed to do it because they can change their bonus structure at any time, and they can choose to stop handing out bonuses. I saw that, you know, in my bank account. I saw that I didn't get it. And, you know, I just nodded my head. I was like, okay, you know what? That's okay. The universe is going to give me the bonus I deserve. And I let it go out there. And I didn't think about it again. And 2 weeks later, I received a check in the mail from a refinance company for my car. I had refinanced my car back in November or December. I honestly didn't even know that I was going to get a refund for that once I switched companies. And my bonus was supposed to be $460. My refund check from my old finance car company was $460.
Wow.
I told the universe I was going to get that one way or another, and I let it go, and I got it. I didn't think about it.
And it flows a lot easier because you're not thinking about it.
Exactly. You know, all you really have to do is say it a few times and then let it go and trust that the universe is going to give it to you. Or, you know, the universe, God, source energy, whatever label that you choose, you have to put your full trust into it. If you have anything negative come at you, oh, well, this isn't going to work, it's either going to stop your manifestation or it's going to delay it. So something else that delays manifestation is lack of gratitude. If you're not grateful for what you already have, then you're sitting in a low vibration of not having what you want because you're not grateful already. So I always recommend starting your day off just saying what you're grateful for. Thank your bed for allowing you peace and safety to be able to get a good night's rest. Thank your cup of coffee that is energizing you and waking you up. Thank the space that you come to every single morning that you sit in to wake you up, or, you know, you're comfortable in that spot. I suggest thinking five things for first thing in the morning when you wake up, five things that morning that you can see, feel, touch, taste, and think it. You can do it in your head. You can do it out loud. Something else I do if I'm just too groggy, didn't get enough sleep, you know, I will find a gratitude kind of meditation on YouTube, and I'll just listen to it, and I'll just feel the energy of that gratitude. So, again, the lack of gratitude you have for yourself and your life can delay and hinder your manifestation.
I can see that.
Something else, and this might be a little bit of a trigger for people, so I apologize. It's not meditating. Meditating connects you to oneness, it connects you to your heart, and it naturally connects you to that feeling of gratitude. If you're not doing this on a regular basis, I'm not saying you have to meditate for 2 hours a day. Me personally, I meditate approximately about 2 hours a day throughout my day. That's me, though. That's what I had to climb up to. I started off at 5 minutes a day. 5 minutes a day for a couple of weeks, and then 10 minutes, and then 15 minutes. And I eventually got to the point where I can stop doing what I'm doing, sit down, and go into a meditation for 20 minutes without a thought.
Wow.
So not meditating can delay or hinder your manifestation because you're not connecting to oneness. Meditating makes it so much easier for you to connect with that feeling of what you want and what you desire, because you will naturally go about your day feeling fantastic. So I recommend 5 to 10 minutes every single morning to just sit with yourself. First thing in the morning when you're still in that theta state, because it will be easier to manifest then.
Mm-hmm.
Complaining and blaming. Blaming outside sources for how you feel. This is a tough one, and it's, I will admit that it is tough for me. Nothing outside of you controls you. Not a single person on this planet controls how you feel. Either you give them that power or you don't. Now, that's not to say you're supposed to put up with somebody being a butthead to you.
Mm-hmm.
No, you can be assertive and put your foot down and have a conversation with this person and tell them, hey, I don't want to be talked to like that. I don't want to be treated like that. If that person does not respect your boundaries, then by all means, drop them. You're going to be just fine without them, I promise. So we've got to stop complaining about this, where gratitude comes in. If you complain about your car, my car is always breaking down, I always have to fix it. Okay, well, what are you thankful about with your car? I know that that can be a stressor, but what does your car provide you when it's up and it's running and it's working just right? You're able to go to the store. You're able to get to and from work. You're able to go see your friends and your family. That's what that car provides for you. There might be times
right.
that it breaks down and it stresses you out, but let's think about what is great about that car. So stop complaining about what you don't have.
Yeah, when people complain about their car breaking down, I find that it happens, you know. So they're manifesting or putting out there, yes, I want my car to break down, right? And they're saying
my car is breaking down.
Mm-hmm.
If you're worrying about your and complaining about your car breaking down, the universe is the law of attraction. The universe is like, oh, you're in the feeling of you thinking that your car is going to break down. Well, let me keep you in that feeling. It's karma. What you put out is what you get back. If you're putting out negative thoughts and complaining and gossiping and blaming other people, you're going to get that right back at you every single time.
It makes sense. So see, and I get this wording commonly in readings. It's the lion, actually, the lion card. when I've had him come up in many, many readings to say, manifest your reality. Well, people are looking at me like, what does it mean to be more specific? It means you want a green car that has great mileage, you know, and you get so specific with how good the car is that you're creating that, you know, the same as you're saying, well, you're saying the car is breaking down, for example, you know, you're projecting that. The universe is saying, okay, so you want your car to break down. Okay, so you want this green car with good mileage, and it's a great car. It's beautiful, for example. You know, that's really neat. But I do find that that's been coming up in some readings that I've done.
Yes, yes, you absolutely have to be specific. Sit there and visualize looking at that car, opening the door, sitting in the seat, putting your hands on the steering wheel. Now smell what it smells like. What does a new car smell like for you? Feel that steering wheel in your hand. Look outside that window. What are you looking at? You're looking at the front of your house or you're looking at your neighbor's house, you know, however you park your car in your driveway, and really sit there and feel it, smell it, visualize what it would feel like. That's how manifestations start producing quicker, is you have to be specific. What does your dashboard look like? What's playing on the radio? Give yourself 5 minutes to really fully visualize that and sit there in that car that you want. Something else that will hinder your manifestations, that's the TV and news. I stopped watching the news years ago. You're sitting in that negative energy of somebody getting shot, somebody, you know, getting killed, somebody getting hit by a car and stuff like that. All of that is very sad, and I give, you know, my blessings to all involved. But when you're sitting there so focused on this, you're just like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, that low vibration sits low in your gut, you know, in your root, your lower chakras. So I always recommend to turn the news off. And then too much TV time. People spend hours watching the TV. Well, what's wrong with watching a show? There's nothing wrong with watching a show, but all it is a distraction from you. It's a distraction from your connection to yourself and to oneness. When you're sitting there watching TV, you're taking in all of this information from this show that you're watching, and you're not sitting with you. You're just being distracted.
Mm-hmm.
Another one is social media. I'm not saying go get rid of your Facebook or your Instagram or your Snapchat, but to see if you can limit your time on it. I challenge everyone listening in right now to go 1 hour without checking Facebook, without checking Instagram, without checking Snapchat. I promise you there is nothing that you have to know right now in anybody's life. If there is an emergency, those loved ones in your life have a way to contact you. You don't have to check social media to find out what's going on. So that brings me into worrying about everybody else. Who cares what everybody else is doing? What are you doing? Let them go do what they're doing. It is their business. If they want to share it with you, they will pop on their phone and they'll shoot you a text message. You don't have to go on social media and scroll through Facebook. Because in that meantime, one, you're distracting yourself, and then two, you're worrying about everybody else, and then three, you're going to absorb some negativity that people are typing up and speaking, and you're reading that. And when you're reading, you're thinking. So you're reading that negative stuff, and now you're putting it into your own vibration. I check my Facebook a couple of times throughout the day. I don't scroll, though. I'm literally checking my notifications. I check my business page, and I comment on anything I feel the need to comment on, and then I'm done. I'm not even on it for 5 minutes when I check it.
I've gotten feedback that there is too much negativity drama that's on Facebook, and I have had individuals say, I got off of Facebook just because of all the drama and negativity. Now, one positive thing that I have to say is we can change that by posting positive affirmations, positive things that make you happy.
Yes, and I love that. Those are the pages and the people that I'm drawn to. And they're naturally starting to pop up in my newsfeed because, you know, Facebook algorithm knows what I'm looking at, what I'm commenting on, what I'm liking and sharing. So naturally those things are popping up in my newsfeed and it's getting rid of the negative. I have also taken the step of anybody who's constantly posting their opinion and their political views and how their day just sucked and how everything sucks. I've unfollowed them. They no longer pop up in my newsfeed because I'm like, I can't do this anymore. I don't want to see this. I don't care what your opinions are. I didn't ask for it, so I unfollow them. But, yeah, with the Facebook algorithm, it notices what you're looking at, what you're liking and sharing, which is what I started doing. So when I pop up on my Facebook, the first thing I see is something positive.
I do the same thing. Instead of seeing all this stuff come up, you know, it's what you put out that you get back, as you were talking about earlier. It's how your vibration sticks with you and can resonate with you. Your vibe attracts your tribe, you know, which I really see that. And it makes a difference.
Yes, it does. Something else that can hinder or delay your manifestation is small talk. And the reason why it's mind clutter is things you really don't need to think about. And, you know, for example, you're hanging out with some friends and it's silent. Nobody's really talking. Somebody there is feeling awkward in that moment. So they're like, oh man, I wish the rain would stop. So just stopping that small talk, whether, you know, it's coming from you or whatever. But stop engaging in it because again, like I said, it's just mind clutter. It's things that you really don't need to know. Like, I really don't need to know what somebody thinks about the weather. And, I, you know, if this sounds cold, I do apologize, but I honestly don't really care. I'm sorry that you think the weather is crappy, but.
That's funny that you say that because I was going there when you were saying, you know, people are commenting about, you know, the weather or whatever. It doesn't matter. You know, not being rude or ugly, but it does not matter what anybody thinks about anything.
Yeah. So I have somebody in my life who is really big about small talk and over-explaining things and wanting to talk about the news. And I try to lovingly, gently tell them, listen, I don't want to hear that. If you would like to talk about that, please go talk about it with somebody else. I don't know why, but my entire life, I've always gotten so annoyed with small talk. Like if somebody texts me, hey, how's it going? That drives me crazy. It drives me nuts. I would rather somebody be like, hey, I was thinking about you, wanted to reach out, hope you're doing well, I'm doing fantastic, hit me up anytime. Not, hey, how's it going? Or just, you know, little things like that. It drives me bananas. If you don't have anything specific to talk about, I don't really want to talk about it.
Sure. That makes sense.
And we had already touched base on this, but I do have it written down. Negative people. Your tribe is your vibe. If you are surrounded by people that are constantly complaining about their life, blaming outside sources, they have nothing positive to say or very rarely have anything positive to say, that can hinder your manifestations because it's naturally lowering your frequency. And I know people have a very hard time with this. They feel guilty about not when it comes to not talking to them. Well, they're a really good friend or they're a really good family member. I'm not saying drop them completely, but you can distance yourself. It's okay to distance yourself. If they come to you and they're like, why don't you talk to me anymore? Be honest with them and, you know, be loving and gentle when you tell them, well, you're always complaining. And I really don't want to listen to the complaining anymore. I love you. I'm here for you. But I have to limit my time with you. If they're like, oh, man, that's horrible. I don't want to be your friend anymore. Well, that's their choice. You're going to be okay if you lose that friend. If anything, you're probably going to be better off. I know that, you know, sounds a little cold-hearted,
yeah.
But.
It's about being upbeat and good vibes. And a lot of times my vibe gets better with music. That's one remedy.
Yes, music is a big thing when you want to raise your vibration. So I always suggest listening to upbeat music, music that has a positive message behind it, you know, not necessarily something negative, but because you can listen to you can listen to upbeat music that has a negative vibe behind it. The words are negative.
Mm-hmm.
So I always suggest listening to music and that will get you up, get you moving, get you, you know, bopping your head, you know, whatever, but has a positive message behind it.
Yeah, and then another key thing is you're kind of saying that the upbeat music, you know, the beat to the music, the instruments is one thing. You know, you can have that music that kind of affects your aura and doesn't feel good. And then you have
mm-hmm.
to watch the words of the music also, just like we're reprogramming our thoughts and our habits.
Exactly. So some, you know, there's one kind of music out there that you can listen to that doesn't really have any lyrics behind it, and it's techno music.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's really no words behind the it with techno music usually.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a really nice beat.
Oh, yeah.
Something else, fearing and doubting your manifestations, fearing that you're not going to get it, doubting that it's going to come. And I'll use this rubber duck example. I did this manifestation test. She's somebody that I follow on YouTube. And, I believe her name is Andrea. I forgot her last name. But I will comment on Facebook what her last name is. So anybody that's interested in doing this is completely free. So I did this. She tells you to choose a rubber duck or drums, because chances are those things aren't present in your life regularly. If they are, if you have a rubber duck sitting on your bathtub, but you don't have drums, I suggest doing drums, vice versa. But I did a rubber duck one. And I visualized holding this rubber duck. What does it feel like? What does it smell like? Handing it over to somebody and telling them what it is and what it does. She said within 48 hours, this manifestation will appear to you. Within that 48 hours, a couple times I thought, this isn't going to work. Like, I really don't think this is going to work. So in 48
mm-hmm.
hours, I never saw the rubber duck. Okay, that's okay. Then I told myself, you know what, it is going to happen, and it happened when it's supposed to happen, within a week. So I would say within a week. So I delayed my manifestation because it was going to happen within 48 hours. But with that doubt that I had in my mind, I delayed it. But it did happen. I was laying in bed. I was watching Will and Grace. I don't know if you're familiar with Will and Grace, but the character
uh-huh.
Jack was in the tub, and there was a rubber ducky behind him on the left side. And I noticed it. I was like, oh, my gosh, there's a rubber duck. So my manifestation happened. It was just delayed because I threw some doubt in there.
Wow. See, that's a breakthrough right there.
Absolutely. So if you're in a mind, if you're trying to manifest, but you're in this negative mindset that you think constantly, this isn't going to work, this isn't going to work, this isn't going to work, you're going to get to a point where you're absolutely right. It didn't work. The universe like, oh, okay, you didn't want it to work, so it's not going to work. But if you can somehow shift it and you have a doubt and then you're like, no, that's silly, it's going to work. Like, make it funny, make it cute. Like, oh, that's a silly thought. Of course it's going to work. Still might delay your manifestation because you had that original doubt, but your manifestation is still going to get there. It's just going to take a little bit longer.
Absolutely.
This next one, it might be a little bit of a trigger, is what you eat. So I'm not saying that you need to stop eating these certain foods, but it you know, it can hinder or delay it because there's an energy exchange there. I'm a vegetarian. I stopped eating meat over a year ago. I first became a vegetarian because I had my gallbladder removed over 10 years ago. And ever since then, I just can't digest meat properly. It doesn't sit well with me. It upsets my stomach. So that's why I originally stopped eating meat. If you really think about it, when you're eating meat, you're eating that animal's fear. You're eating that animal's life that it lived. So that's the energy exchange you're putting into your body. Now, I'm not saying it's going to stop your manifestations. It just might delay it because we're trying to raise our vibrations. We're trying to raise our energy frequencies. So I would suggest when it comes to dairy, eggs, even meat, to try to gravitate to things that says pasture raised. So this means that the animal was outside grazing on grass, living the life it's supposed to live. It wasn't in a constant state of fear for its life. I suggest getting milk from local farms, eggs from local farms, because chances are those animals weren't in this warehouse stomping all over each other, riddled with all kinds of disease and viruses, pumped with antibiotics that we're now putting into our body. So there is an energy exchange when it comes to certain things that you eat.
Yeah, it does affect you. I found that to be true, too, because of the food I'm around. And I do find that when you're eating proper vegetables and when you have that mindset of what's going on, you know, I do see that.
And, well, with the vegetables and fruits, it takes a lot of love and care and patience for, you know, the farmer to grow those. So obviously I'm going to suggest you eat organically, eat locally. When it comes to fruits and vegetables, because they're not pumping all kinds of stuff in that ground or in those plants. And they're very mindful to growing. Like, they're going out there and they're really taking care of these plants, of this food that's going to nourish you. So there's an energy exchange there, too, when it comes to fruits and vegetables. That's why I suggest, you know, try to go as organic as you can. I mean, I'm not oblivious or naive. I understand that sometimes it is hard to do that. But if you are able to, I suggest to do it.
Mm-hmm. And I suggest eating as organic as possible.
Yes, absolutely. If you're able to, like, there's some dishes I make where, you know, tomatoes aren't in season, so I'm not, you know, getting it organically. But I try to put the intention into that tomato that even though you are not organic, you're still going to supply me with the vitamins and the nutrients that I need, and I thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
And then being impatient with your manifestations. If you're sitting there thinking, well, I need it now, and I want it now, and it's not here, and you're being impatient because you're over here, like money manifestations, for example, checking your bank account constantly, well, it's not there. Now you're delaying your manifestation because you're so worried about how it's not there right now. Just be in the feeling that you already have it. Visualize it. Visualize looking at your bank account. Oh, wow, I do have $5,000 in my bank account. How amazing is that? Now I can book my flight to Hawaii. Now I can go buy the UGG boots I've been wanting. You know, be in the vibration of already having it and stop dwelling on the fact that it's not right then and there in your physical reality yet.
I agree with that totally.
And then expectations. So when you're trying to manifest money or relationships, you have this expectations of exactly how you want to get it. It's supposed to show up this way. Like, I'll take money, for example, manifesting money. There's many things I can go do to make money, but I have this expectation of how I actually want to make the money. So drop the expectation, get in the positive vibration, and go do the thing to make the money.
Absolutely.
I have two more. And so the next one is how you treat other people. Again, there's an energy exchange there. Sometimes people can be frustrating. They can be very annoying. But how you react to them, how you respond to them, can delay or completely cancel out your manifestation. If you are, if somebody is upsetting you, they're frustrating you, or they're annoying you, and you just like lash out at them in anger, now you're in that angry low vibration. Bring love into it. Be assertive. Put your foot down and tell them, don't tell them you make me feel this way, because nothing outside of us controls how we feel, right? So you are telling them, tell them, I don't want you talking to me like that. Do not talk to me like that. You are setting a boundary. And if they don't want to respect that boundary, then you simply tell them, then I cannot be in your life.
Yeah, that is, that one is a good one. I love all those. I love all those points.
And then the very last one that I have, and I know that this is really going to trigger some people. This is why I saved it for last. I saved the best for last. Something that can hinder or delay your manifestation is sex. Take a deep breath. Okay, the reason why is the energy transfer. You are looking outside of yourself to feel better. For example, when I was younger, I was feeling crappy. Oh, I'm going to go, you know, have sex with this person. It's going to make me feel better. Well, only for like a little while. And then you're right back into that feeling again. So now you're looking outside of you to feel better. This is why sex becomes an addiction, because you are addicted to that feeling of feeling good. But then when you're not feeling good anymore, now you're feeling bad because you're looking outside of yourself. You need to love yourself. You need to make sure the person that you are going to be having sex with loves themselves as well. And you need to make sure that you have that love for each other before you have that energy exchange. That's why I say sex can hinder it. It depends on the reason why you're going into it. Are you going into it because you really love and care about this person and vice versa? Or are you just doing it because you want to feel better in a moment?
Mm-hmm. I see that.
So I know that that one probably triggered a lot of people. Well, I'm not going to stop having sex. I'm not telling you to stop. Just really think about why you're doing it.
Exactly. You ask yourself, why are you doing this?
So that's all that I have for that. I can talk about what I offer, my coaching packages, sessions, stuff like that. So I do one-on-one coaching sessions. They're anywhere from 2 months to 3 months long. However, I also do single sessions for those who either don't have the funds to go, you know, 2-3 months out. I completely understand. Everybody's got to start somewhere. So I do single sessions as well. They're usually run about an hour to an hour, 15 minutes long. It's an hour of talking, and then it's 15 minutes of some mindful meditation. I haven't yet, but I'm going to be starting group sessions as well. And I'm going to be starting classes and courses that are going to run about 5 or 6 weeks long.
That is going to be wonderful. I believe that a group of people can benefit from your classes and they can learn.
Yes, and like I said, you know, previously, meditation is key. So there will be meditation afterwards, after every session, after every class, after every group session. There will be, in the beginning, a little bit of breath work to really calm down and open up our heart, and then afterwards another 10 or 15 minutes to pull in what we went over, what we learned, and how we're going to shift this and make this change within ourselves. You know, mm-hmm. I'm sure everybody's heard the quote, be the change you want to see. You're looking outside of you for things to change, but you need to go within and change and be that change and lead by example. When you're raising your frequency, you're naturally raising the frequency of the entire universe. It's a ripple effect.
See, that's so huge.
And a lot of what I've learned, a lot of what I do, I have learned through yogi masters, people, get people up in the Himalayas living in snow in nothing but shirts and shorts or whatever it is that they're wearing. I follow them. I learn from them. They are the masters. So I definitely absorb everything that they say. And those are the meditation practices that I do.
That's a beautiful offer. And I believe that the group classes and actually the individual coaching, it's quite an opportunity for people.
It is. I mean, it all is. You know, I suggest anybody that wants to shift their mindset, it doesn't have to be me. At this point, I don't care who you go to. If you really want to take that step to shift your mindset, go find a coach, go find a leader that is able to help you. Go connect to somebody. I don't care if it's not me, just, you know, someone that you look up to that inspires you and you're like, wow, I want to be in the energy that they're in. I want to be in the frequency that they're living in and follow them. Whether you go on YouTube or Facebook and you follow those leaders and those coaches, I suggest doing that.
Absolutely. So do you want to tell people about what kind of calls they can do with you? I'm talking about callers here live on the air. What would you like them to provide for you? I'm sure plenty of people have questions. How would you like to run them?
So I want people who either have questions about manifesting or just changing their mindset and raising their vibrations. I am not doing card pulls at this time. Like I said in the beginning, the tarot reading is now more of just a hobby. My goal is to get people out of the past and the future and into the present. So if you're coming to me for a card reading, that means you're dwelling on the past and you're looking to the future, and none of those don't exist. The only thing that exists right now is this very moment. So it's, you know, for me, sometimes it will keep people in that vibration of the past and the future. So my card readings are a little bit different now. I used to do, you know, future readings. This is what's coming. This is what's coming. Now it's more so, okay, let's look at your blockages. Where did that blockage stem from? So I'll take you back to the past, take you to the blockage that you have in the present, work through this blockage, and then this is what will manifest for you once you release that blockage. So those are the kind of tarot readings I do now. But again, I only do it as a hobby. It's not something I offer anymore.
All right. So that's great. So do you want to take some callers now since they can find you online and on your business page and all that?
Absolutely.
Are you ready? Okay.
I'd like to say that my business name is Souls Ascending, and you can find me on Facebook at Souls Ascending. If anybody is interested in following me, I do post tips and tricks every once in a while for manifestations and energy releasing.
That's wonderful. So you can find me at starguidereadings@gmail.com. You can email me for any questions or whatever. I'm doing a special with 3 questions for $15. You can email me for that. You can donate to our show. You can email me about that, starguidereadings@gmail.com. Or go to PayPal and hit Starwaya, Starwaya, hotmail.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 if you want to talk to us, and we'll go to the callers now. Are you ready, Veronica?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right. Our first caller is area code 205. You're on the line with Amanda and Veronica, how are you? 205. You're going once. Okay, I'm going to move on because they're not saying anything. Hello, 740. You're on the line with Amanda and Veronica. How are you?
Fantastic, ladies. Hello, Veronica. Nice to interact with you today. And Amanda, as always, who was delayed earlier. And very exciting, fun show. grateful to be able to connect with you. And perhaps it was me that blocked that previous call. I don't know. Anyhow, quick question for you, Veronica. Do you see any blockages that I'm carrying, or if I might ask that? Is that something that you'd be open to answer today?
That would require a card reading, and I do not have my cards
in
front of me. But
okay.
I will tell you that everybody has blockages to work through. everyone has blockages, and sometimes it just takes going within and figuring out what that blockage is. So whatever it is that you're trying to manifest or you want in your life, you can go within and figure out why you feel the way that you feel, what is causing you to block that. A lot of the times it's just a negative thought, and go ahead, give that negative thought a hug and tell that negative thought it's okay for you to be there, but I'm going to tell you it's not true anymore.
Very true. Just really enjoying the show as always, and looking forward to, I'll send you a little connection later. I haven't gotten around to that. I've been busy just getting back in town and taking care of things for my partner, that Amanda and some other individuals in the show along guided me on that manifesting him to come in, among other good things that I've been able to manifest recently, too. So,
well, thank you for calling in, William. I really appreciate
it.
And I appreciate the support. Thank you for reaching out and keeping in touch, and we'll definitely be in touch. You have a good day. Blessings. We're going to go to the next caller, which is 636-299. You're on the air with Amanda and Veronica. How are you?
Hi, good day, ladies. I had a question regarding changing mindset. Are you suggesting like specific meditational videos on YouTube or anything to work on developing that? I've had a lot of struts and strags in my life that have caused a lot of emotional challenge, financial burdens, and all kinds of events, and I'm trying to find a way to put myself in a better mindset. When you emphasize meditation, I was just curious if you had any feedback on how to approach it the right way to get this foundation started.
So there are several meditations you can look into on YouTube about changing negative mindsets, and they're guided meditations that will help you through that. Also, something you can do naturally throughout your day is whenever you feel that resistance as far as like financial struggles and stuff goes, learning to tell yourself that that's not true. There's a resistance there. There's a program there that's telling you why you don't deserve to have more. And really going within and finding the reason why. A lot of the times it stems from our childhood and our programming from our parents and whatnot. We have to work hard to get this. It's hard to get money. It's, you know, everything is hard, hard, hard. And when you catch yourself in that thought, because sometimes we don't realize we're thinking, but the moment you catch yourself in your thought, pull that thought in front of you. Like it's this bubble in a comic book, and look at it and then tell that thought, that's not true. This is easy. I deserve the money that I need to pay my bills. I have the money that I need to pay my bills. But yes, there are a lot of guided meditations on YouTube, and you can just go on there and search guided meditation for negative thoughts. And there are a ton of helpful people on there to help you with it.
Well, that's very insightful. And you said like living in the moment, not in too far in the future, but not looking back is what you're saying.
Yeah. You want to be in the present moment. You don't want to dwell too much on, you know, the past. You have this mindset around money that you need to change. And like I had said, the best way to change it is to tell that resistance, tell that blockage, tell that thought that it's not true anymore. And then write a new story, whether you do it physically or in your head. Money is not hard. Money is easy. I am money. I am abundant.
Interesting. Well, thank you both for the time. It was nice to meet you. You all have a nice day.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you for calling in. Check that out and try that. That's a great, you know, step. Thank you, Veronica. Our next caller is 415-756, California. You're on the air with Amanda and Veronica. How are you?
I'm fine. Hi, this is Siobhan. And hi, Veronica and Amanda. I really have a question that I have asked a lot because I think it gets in the way. I have a negative talk that's been ingrained in me since the day I was born. My mother just had a fear of things. So I was the kid of the seven kids that she would dump her fear on, you know, and so it's there and I've done everything to get rid of it. And I'm wondering, how do you manifest and erase that really deep ingrained fear? Like hers was just a fear of money. Like she was raised in a poor environment. She struggled with everything. And then when she came together with my father, they had an energy where they could create money, but her fear was there, you know? So if she was frightened, she wasn't going to pay a bill on time, like on time, right? She'd dump it on me. She'd come and talk about it. I was like four, and I remember hearing this stuff and going, I don't need shoes, right? You know, I actually remember being like a year and a half, and I had a wide foot from birth, and it was a hard thing in the 70s to get those kind of shoes. And I remember, like, being a baby, and I still remember to this day looking up at my mom and my baby talk or, you know, just saying, I don't need sandals. I have my feet, you know, that kind of thing. You know, it didn't make sense to me why she was so afraid. So I find that that fear is still there when I'm trying to manifest. So how do you balance that really deep ingrained thing? And I've erased a lot of it, but it's still here because I have a tough time manifesting, you know, and then I can manifest things I don't want, but, you know, that's what I find is funny. I laugh because I say, oh, I wanted to do this, and now I've manifested this weird side thing to help me get through this. It's just, it's weird, you know. I have friends who say, I'm going to do that, and they do it the next day. Amazing.
Yeah. So,
and they're all around. Yeah. So that's really my hers really is a fear. I told her one day, I go, Mom, stop.
Yeah. Yes, it is. It is a fear. And something that I do, because it stems from our childhood, right? And we still have that inner child in us, that scared inner child that is looking up to us for reassurance. So something I visualize to help me through these fears, every single time that fear pops up, I visualize my inner child outside of me, standing next to me, holding my hand. This is me when I was, you know, a 4, 5, 6-year-old child. I'm holding her hand. She's looking up at me with these worried eyes, like I'm scared. And I looked down at her and I said, it's okay. It's okay to be scared. There's nothing to be afraid of right now. Take a deep breath and know that everything is okay in this very moment. So your ego is your inner child. And she's there to be a constant reminder of what to be afraid of. But your ego and your mind is only meant to be there so you don't do something stupid, you know.
Right.
Like don't jump off the cliff. You might get hurt. But over the years with our reprogramming and, you know, with your mother being like, oh, I'm so afraid I'm not going to be able to pay this bill. She needed to be in the mindset of, I already have this bill paid. I have nothing to worry about. It's already paid. My electricity is on. My water's on. So my suggestion is to visualize your inner child outside of you and you telling her it's okay. It's okay for you to feel that way. It's okay for you to be in my body. Give that inner child the love and then tell her that everything is okay. And keep doing that. It takes a lot. It does take practice. It does take time because we're changing a habit, right?
Bad habit that it wasn't even mine now, but now it is, you know.
No, and this is where you know your childhood traumas and even past life traumas and, you know, generational curses, I like to call it. And people ask me, how can you get cursed by the generation? Because her mother before her and their parents before them has all come down to you. Because we, as children, we look up to them, and it's all just manifested downwards. You can cancel out and drop those curses.
Okay, I could talk to all the kids underneath me. They didn't have that. She actually focused on me to release it. And I remember, I can tell you different parts in my life where it'll trigger it, and I'll just laugh and go, why would you tell a 9-year-old that? You know?
And keep doing that. Keep bringing the laughter and the silliness into that negative thought. When you feel that fear, when you feel that when you feel that resistance, laugh at it and be like, oh, that's silly. That's not true. Keep doing that, because that's going to naturally raise your vibration and it's going to get out to the universe, and the universe is like, oh, that's not true? Okay, well, let's change this for you then.
Okay, so really it's just the conditioning and keeping holding my inner child's hand. And I do know it's an ego. People always say ego is like, oh, well, he's got a chip on his shoulder. That's not it.
So it's a piece of the ego that you're naturally killing.
Right.
I know that killing is such a horrible word, but yes, it is an ego death.
And it
takes time to change those habits into a new habit. And you just need to be patient with yourself and love yourself and know that it's okay for that feeling to be there.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. You have a great day.
Absolutely.
Thank you too.
Take care. Thanks for calling in. I appreciate the support. You have a good day. All right, our next caller, I'm going to try 205 again. Hello, 205. Are you there?
Hi, ladies. Yes. Thank you for coming back. I think this is my first time calling the show. I've enjoyed the show thus far. And do I need to be specific with my question, or may I ask for a general, please?
We're doing manifestation. Yeah, manifesting mindset. So something you want to manifest, or if you have questions on manifesting, that's the topic we're focusing on.
Okay. Well, I do work in the medical profession, and I haven't had a contract since mid-January. And do you see me getting a contract? When do you see me getting a contract?
So that would require a tarot reading, and I'm not doing readings at this time. How I can help you manifest that, stop focusing on the when and start feeling as if you already have it. Visualize. Physically, like, go within, close your eyes, and visualize you holding that contract, reading it, what it would feel like to hold a pen in your hand and actually sign it, and bring that feeling into your heart space. Feel the feeling and the emotion, and visualize that over and over again. And every time you feel a blockage, every time you have a negative thought around it, oh, this isn't going to happen, go back within, go back into that visualization. You don't need to do it for, an hour. You can do it for a minute and just visualize that contract and signing it. Visualize what it would say as well.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay.
On the air. Hi, Ruth.
Hey. So, you know what? I am just sitting here, and I was thinking, Veronica, I'm loving this show. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be awesome if occasionally Amanda would get a topic and have two guests on the same show talking about the same topic, and we could teamwork together? Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, that would be so fun. I love the idea.
It would be so fun, you know.
And just bouncing these ideas and these thoughts off of each other and just really raising those vibrations.
Maybe we could get really cool and contradict each other and see what would happen. I'm just kidding.
Let's have a good debate, Ruth. No,
really. No, not even a debate, but just, you know, like, I don't want to debate.
Me either.
Bounce off of one another. Yeah, to bounce off of one another as far as manifestations go, it would be so fun.
I love that
I
word.
Think it
That's
would be
an
a lot
excellent
of fun,
idea.
Yeah.
But I want to say, and also, you know, you were talking a little bit about your tarot reading. And, you know, when we do that and we do the cards, and I still do cards, but and you do too, but it's more of a fortune teller, and I don't want to be a fortune teller anymore.
Exactly.
You know,
me either.
We're
yeah,
above
me
that
either.
Now. And even if I tell you, which I can do with cards or clairvoyance, I can tell you what I see in your future, and so can Veronica. But if you still have the blocks, it still isn't going to come until you remove those blocks.
Exactly.
And you get into a higher vibrational frequency. It's
exactly.
And you can say, well, what do you mean it isn't going to come? You said you saw it. It isn't going to come because you yourself are
don't believe
causing
it.
The delay.
Yes,
you're causing
Veronica.
The delay. Yeah, yourself.
Yep.
And,
you don't believe it.
Yeah, I have a lot of people that talk to me about Ruth. I have so much drama in my life, and it's because they're vibrating in that drama frequency. And until they raise that vibrational frequency, the drama will keep coming. So you've
got Ruth and Veronica. I just want to address something. I want to say, Ruth, remember last week when you gave the example of I can tell you you'll go to Hawaii, and I can say I predict that,
ticket.
But
yeah.
you have to go buy the ticket. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to get excited. You still have to make it happen. And if you don't make it happen, it doesn't matter what that reader sees. If you don't take action, it's not going to happen. And then they get that, and then the people get mad at the reader. You said this was going to happen for me. I did. But what did you do to go out and take the action to make it happen? See, they want to blame the reader when it doesn't happen. And that's unfair. That's totally
unfair. Which is why
I
kind of tailor my reading.
I was just kidding about contradicting each other on the air.
No, you were joking. You were being fun. No, that's fine.
I was joking. But I would like to team up with you on the radio show sometime.
I think that'd be great. We'll have to create a show.
I think it would be a lot of fun.
And I love your insights, Veronica. And it's all about manifestation.
Mm-hmm. It's all about your thought and your feeling and your vibrations and being able to get into that new habit of being
get
in
into
those
that
vibrations.
New place. And it's not easy. You know, we make it sound easy, but it isn't easy because when you're not feeling it, when you don't have it, it's hard to feel it. It isn't easy.
Absolutely.
It's
but
work.
It starts, but the thing is, when you put in that work, it starts getting easier. It was difficult for me at first because I was in that low vibration and I had to reprogram my mind and start new habits. So I interrupted or disrupted certain things that I was doing. I added things into my morning routine instead of, you know, being in autopilot. I wake up, I go to the bathroom, I get coffee, I get on my phone, I check Facebook. I stopped doing all that. The first hour that I wake up now, I don't touch my phone unless it's to listen to meditation music. That's the first thing I do in the morning. It's what I do for an hour before I even check my messages, my Facebook, even the weather. Mm-hmm. I don't do any of that first thing in the morning anymore. I disrupted my routine.
And like you're telling us on the air, check out YouTube. There's so many YouTube channels that are free.
There is.
And,
there is.
Check out
there
Jake
really
Heisey.
Is.
Jake Ducey is a wonderful teacher. If you haven't checked him out yet. And Abraham Hicks, you know, Abraham.
Yes.
And there's so many. There's so many. I mean, it's...
And I understand not having the means, not having the money for the help that you're needing. I started off on YouTube. And now I'm to a point where I have my own coach. So, and and that's what I wanted at first, but I was like, oh, wow, I can't afford that. And, you know, the person that I'm, the coach that I'm following is now a friend of mine. So I naturally manifested that. I started off with YouTube. I started with guided meditations and following manifestation people. I stopped listening
to the
tarot reading.
And then you said, I can't afford it. If you think you can't, you can't. And if you think you can, you can't.
Exactly. But there, we have so much more freedom now than we ever have before, because we have social media, we have the internet, we have YouTube, where we have access to these things that we can afford.
And I'm older than you. So when I started out, it wasn't easy. There was nothing. There was nothing to, there was no
especially
YouTube.
For women.
There was no.
So things are so much easier for us now, and
it's
out
there. We got the information. We got the resources. We got the resources.
Yes, it's out there. You just need to declutter your mind, get off of social media, and go learn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thanks for the show, Amanda. You're awesome. And
Love the idea, and I'm so glad that Veronica loves the idea of both of you teaming up, because I love both of you as very positive coaches.
Absolutely.
I think that readings are wonderful, but I also think that we have to put the work in, and I like how Veronica is setting up this mindfulness of using your mind and watching your words, and there are even lessons for me. So I appreciate both of
you know,
very
much. If we have an emergency, sometimes we need a quick reading, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
that's okay.
Especially when it comes to how people want to address this situation. Let's go over it. Let me pull some cards and figure out what's going to work for you in this situation.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Amanda. God bless both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you
for your support. Bye. I appreciate it. Thank you. All right. Our next caller is 314-504. Hello. You're on the air.
Hi. I'm really enjoying the show. My name is Jan Wallach. You have such really beautiful wisdom and knowledge, so it's great that you're sharing your insights. So thank you.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Sure. One thing that I have that I always wonder about is, I had it more a long time ago. I used to get this chatter that would, like, repetition it, and that would keep on going in my mind. And it intuitively, I said, you know what? I need some meditation. So I need a quiet. What is that chatter? What I figured it was maybe my ego kind of stopping me from kind of looking within or something. And just this noise, repetitive words that I would just keep on hearing or saying, like, you know, unconsciously. And so I don't really get that. Occasionally I get it, not as much anymore, but I was just wondering, I'd love your insights into what is that and why is that?
So what's the chatter you're getting?
Nonsensical. It could be just repetitions of words, and I would just like repeat over and over and over, like it would stop me from kind of like thinking.
Are they like negative words, or are they more positive words?
Neutral.
They're neutral?
Yeah.
It could be a like, this is going to sound really bizarre, but it could be a combination of your higher self and your ego arguing with each other.
Oh.
Because you're in a space where you're trying to transform those negative thoughts, and now your ego's coming in, well, wait. And then your higher self is coming in, no, you're wrong. I need you to calm down. To quiet the mind and quiet those thoughts and the chatter that's popping up, I suggest, you know, mindful meditation. Obviously, one of my very, very favorite apps that I started using is called Black Lotus, and it is a Himalayan yogi teacher that has created this app for people to start meditating, and he starts off small, so, you know, 10 minutes a day, and then you gradually get up to, you know, the hour to 2 hours a day, so he's helping you to quiet your mind. So I suggest that app for meditation. It's called Black Lotus.
Yeah, okay. It's not as much anymore, but I just understanding the mind. It was just fascinating to me, like, what is that and why is that? Where is that coming from?
It's possibly your ego coming in, trying to fight back and you know, make it like, hey, I'm still here. And we just need to learn to put our ego outside of us and tell our ego, hey, it's okay. And learn to go within and quiet the mind. And the best way to quiet your mind is through meditation.
Yeah. What way I do that. So, okay. I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Jan.
Sure. Thank you.
All right. Our next caller is area code 612. You're on the line with Amanda and Veronica. How are you?
Hello? This is Kathy.
Yes, you're on the air.
Hi. Well, Veronica, I just would like to ask you, I think the last time Ruth was on the show and I had brought up that I was trying to manifest a different relationship with my son, and it's a very strained relationship, but I think the insight that I'm getting is that, I mean, I need to see it differently, like, you know, claim it till you make it or fake it till you make it. But what would you start out with the first step with like that?
Okay, so the first thing I would do is tell myself that my son has no influence on how I feel. Only I control how I feel. So choose to not allow him to cause you to feel a certain way. And then I would start visualizing that relationship that I want with him. So I would be, you know, I would visualize him sitting in front of me and me having a loving, compassionate conversation with each other where we are thanking each other, forgiving each other, and apologizing to each other. Something you have to remind yourself that everybody has boundaries, but sometimes they don't know how to express those boundaries. And those boundaries will come out in anger and negative ways. And they're trying to explain to us that they don't want to be treated a certain way. So you don't want to be talked to or treated a certain way. And vice versa. And like I said, setting those boundaries can sometimes come out in a very angry way. And we don't know how to express it, and we pull our feelings into it. So try to pull your feelings back in and tell yourself you control your feeling, but you're also allowed to set boundaries with people. And he's allowed to do the same thing. Everybody wants to be treated the way that they want to be treated, and we need to learn to respect that. So
if they're in the middle all of a sudden of quickly downing you, do you stop them? What do you do?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
If you're talking with someone like you're saying, and then they start in like with the downgrading and all that till you get further along in this process, what do you do with that? Would you say something to them? I mean, because you're wanting to have those boundaries up.
Mm-hmm. So
how do you say something without starting a conflict?
Don't go into attack mode. Don't go like, well, you're making me feel this way. You're doing this. You're looking outside of you for how you feel. He cannot control how you feel. So if he's downgrading you and he's talking down to you, take a deep breath, visualize your energy coming back to you because you have the power of your energy. Nobody else does. Bring that energy back into you and simply tell him or ask him, can you please stop talking to me like that? I don't talk to you like that, so please don't talk to me like that. And if he does not want to respect that boundary, then you take yourself out of the equation. And I know that that sounds cold, and I know that that can be painful, but you deserve the very best, and you deserve to be treated the way that you want to be treated. And sometimes we have to pull ourselves.
So how would that look? Would you say, I need to go now then, if he's just like really into it and not being able to even understand what you've asked, and he's just so intent on getting that angry feeling across?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So if he is just like, just keeps coming at you with anger and you're, you know, you're trying to pull your energy back in and he's still responding in that way, then you could simply just tell him like, I'm sorry, I want to continue this conversation, but I want to continue it in a way that's not so angry. So I'm going to step out and allow you to calm down. And that might anger him.
Because the problem
that's
hard is
okay.
He has my grandchildren, and mm-hmm. if we don't get along, it's really hard to get to see them.
Yes,
but I think
I
a lot of this
that.
Is happening because I think I'm supposed to learn how to heal this and get stronger.
We also have to remember that we have no control over anybody else, none whatsoever. So allow him to feel how he feels. Sometimes just sitting there and allowing him to say what he's saying is okay. Even if it's negative towards you, let it go through one ear and straight out the other. Pull your power back in and tell yourself that his anger has no control over your feelings. Allow him to vent. Allow him to let it out and just allow it to be there. Just sometimes just sitting there and listening to them. And even if he comes back at you, what, you're not going to say anything? You can just simply tell him, no, I don't think there's anything that I can say at this time.
Okay. A lot of that makes a lot of sense. This is what I think is happening. It's just I'm trying to figure out how to, because it's very downtrodden energy. I mean, you know, just like, you know, I said he couldn't come over because I have things out in the living room. I moved and I'm still getting things thrown away, put away, you know, all that. And he just laid into me about it, like really bad, really downgrading and just, like, very uncalled for.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was kind of, so in that respect, you would just let him go on and then say, what would you, then you would say what?
I would just allow him to say what he needs to say. There is an energy release that he needs to let out, but also give myself reminders that that is not a reflection of me. And that has nothing to do with me. That has to do with him and something that he needs to release. I don't, you know, I don't know the entire situation. You know, maybe he's thinking about his children and maybe he is frustrated because you're not doing what he wants you to do. Again, there is a control battle going on right there and he's trying to control you and you're trying to control, you know, his anger, but neither one of you have control over one another at all. So allow him to be angry. And just sit there and listen. And again, if he's like, well, do you not have anything to say? You can simply say, I don't have anything to say at this time. I am working on my living room at my own pace.
And then if you have to get something done within that conversation, you have to have a result, like someone's coming over, I'm getting the kids, is that, then you wait for him to be angry and then say, if you could say like, well, what time are the kids coming over? Or it's hard within that energy to then do what you were intending to do or have happen.
So then pull yourself into the vibration of what it would be like to spend time with your grandchildren. What would that feel like for you? That's going to motivate you to do what you need to do so they can come over. So get out
right,
no
but
energy.
I meant like if you're trying to get that done in that conversation, that's the only time you have.
Kathy, what she's saying is focus on the feeling. Wouldn't that feel good to have time with
right.
your grandchildren? You know, focus on that.
While I'm
don't
talking to Bryce, is that what you're saying?
All the time. Yes,
right,
even
no,
when you're
I get
talking
that.
To him. Yeah, yeah.
Right.
She's pointing
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that's what I'm getting. And so like in that one phone call,
Yeah.
In that
so
one phone call, I'm seeing him a certain way or the grandchildren
right.
while I'm talking to him because in
mm-hmm.
that breath I need to say, I want to see the
mm-hmm.
kids.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what she's saying. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you supporting us.
Thank you.
Okay. Veronica, it's been wonderful. Thank you for being on today.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
Yeah, I want to thank all the callers for calling in, all the support. If you want to donate, you can go to paypal.com and donate to starwaya@hotmail. If you have any questions about donating to Reverend B's program, please do. You can email me at starguidereadings@gmail.com. Do you want to give out your information one more time, Veronica?
Yes, so you can contact me through Facebook at Souls Ascending. And then I also, on my personal page, you know, Veronica Berger is a picture of me and my son. If you would like to reach out to me, I am still working on my webpage at this time. So anybody is free to message me on Facebook.
All right, you can message me on Amanda Starwaya, Starwaya, Veronica. It has been wonderful working with you today. And I'm so glad Ruth called in, too. That support was amazing. You know, your skills and what you do.
I was really trying to manifest if she calls in, because I was listening to her last week, and I was like, oh, I just absolutely love her energy, and how amazing would it be if she called in, and then just feeling that energy of her calling in. So
she's known me since a teenager, and I really love her wisdom, and I appreciate her being so supportive, and all the other people that support us too. You know, all the people at Stages, shout out to you guys. Thank you for your support. We love working there. Veronica and I enjoy it. You know, we love everybody out there. We appreciate the listeners, and we appreciate Reverend B. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. We'll see you next Monday. Veronica, have a good day. It's been wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I love you so much. I will see you next time.
All right. Thank you. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Veronica Berger. You can check her out on her Souls Ascending page and Facebook as well. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next Monday. Blessings.
Sacred wind, you are like the great mystery, moving in all places, in all people, in all things. You cannot be seen, yet we feel your presence and see your power in the dancing prairie grass and the flight of the eagle. Whisper to our spirits, help us to find wisdom once again. We are made of earth, fire, water, wind. We share one earth, one sun, and one moon.